You're listening to KAJO, Grants Pass, Oregon. And we continue with our, once again, interviews with the candidates for the contested school board seats coming up in the May election. Once again, the order of appearance was determined by a blind draw that was recorded on video and is available. So right now, we'll welcome to the microphones of KAJO, a candidate for Grants Pass School Board. Let me see. Seat number five, District 5, is... Tom Sheckles. Tom, welcome to the microphone of KAJO Radio. Glad to have you with us. Why are you running for school board?
I've got firsthand experience. I was gone for about 20 years and convinced my wife to move back to Grants Pass because I have such fond memories from here. And I convinced her that the schools were fantastic and the culture and everything that Grants Pass is, which is just amazing just through the core. So anyways, we had an experience with our first daughter, the youngest one. We came back. She was in kindergarten. We had a rough go at it. She got to the point where she fell behind. It was in second grade to her reading and her math. And then the bigger thing was she believed she couldn't do it. And so her self-esteem, she really lost. And so we had to make a hard decision. We tried to work with the school to be able to get material through that whole entire year that she was falling behind, wasn't able to work with them. And then at the end of it, we talked about like starting that grade over, and it basically sounded like it was almost impossible to do that. They wanted to continue her on. And so as a family, we sat down and made the hard decision. We pulled her out of public school, put her into private school. Our church was starting a school, Road Christian Academy, and we started over second grade. The good thing is like now she's chewing through books and she's got straight A's and she's doing fantastic, but it was a real difference between the public school and the private school. I believe the private school has a lot more tools in the toolbox to be able to help with these things and more flexibility with teaching the kid for where they're at. So with the eyes on both and some of the things I've learned, I believe that a fresh pair of eyes could look at some of this at starting from the elementary level to be able to help the kids a lot. I mean, Oregon's, we're at the bottom of the list almost for grades. And so I see a gap there, and it would be good for the teachers, the administration, and the parents all to make hard decisions and to be able to have ability to be more flexible.
In terms of your daughter not being able to be helped by the public school, were the schools hands tied? Did they not have the resources? What's the difference there, and can you make that change now?
Everybody we dealt with was great, and their heart was in the right place. But it seems like there just wasn't that ability to have the flexibility. And I get it. There's also a stigma too that you have of like holding your child back or putting your child ahead. You know, if they're missing, they're going to miss out on something, or they're going to be looked at a different way. I mean, I had that stigma. Like this is a hard decision for a family to make, and it was absolutely the right decision.
All right. Well, first of all, I'm glad your daughter's doing so well now.
Thank you.
Congratulations. Thank you. On being that concerned parent. Now, as a school board member, what parental rights are you going to stand up for locally? And is it something that needs to be done?
The material is so important, and being able to have the information. Like, we get information on a weekly basis, if not a daily basis. So having that, I encourage people at home, like, it's really important when grades come out or information comes out to have that family community, that family conversation over it. I mean, it's really important. And having that relationship with the school, with the teacher, having the same material so you're teaching the same thing. We had a lot of the times where we were teaching reading or math a different way than the school was, and it just conflicted it, and we didn't know where to go from there. But it's when we got on the same page with the teacher and the program, it went so smooth, and she just flourished. You know, I don't give the story enough justice, but it really helped us.
Right. As a school board member, what can you do now to smoothest path for another parent who might be in the same situation?
I you know, talking about it is like the first thing to break stigmas and look at all the tools and the different options that you have. I think that's definitely the beginning of it. But then put in policies, especially in the elementary level, to have the tools to be able to put it. Like, so every classroom has like a bell curve where you have like really genius kids and you have kids that are a little bit slower at development. And so whatever the case is, if the child isn't engaged in the classroom, that's going to be the problem. And so if they need to move ahead or repeat a grade, it's better to teach them where they're engaged in the classroom. And so.
All right. As a school board member, would you advocate for a different curriculum specifically towards that situation that you're talking about? Or is it more training for the teachers? Some teachers are good in some situations. What kind of authority could you wield as a school board member, or at least influence?
Back to the basics as much as possible. So anything that's not having to do with your math and your writing and arithmetic and all and spelling and reading, I mean, it needs to be real basic, and having that foundation is extremely important.
All right. Oh, on District 7, let's talk about the facilities for District 7. And, of course, we know that North and South Middle Schools are really overcrowded right now and need of some deferred maintenance. What's the status there for all of the facilities throughout District 7?
These are all going to be hard decisions, of course. My dad went to South Middle School. I went to South Middle School. So, I mean, it is an aging facility. And so we're going to have to – fiscal responsibility with this, we have to have a real plan of action to get these things updated.
All right. Where would that funding come from? Because it appears that Josephine County is not in the mood for approving any specific bond measures that go out right now after the last election.
Yeah, I don't – there's an issue with the taxpayers having faith in money going to the specific things. I think you have to have the right people in place that are going to be responsible with those dollars.
All right. Is it more education on the part of perhaps District 7 to get those dollars flowing again?
It's communication. I mean, it's across the board. It's a cultural thing, and you have to society. We have to talk about this, and then at the end of the day, those numbers have to – the schools have to do better. And so the numbers got – we don't want to be at the bottom of the row for all the testing. We just don't. We need – something has to change.
Has the school board, as it stands right now that you're attempting to come on, have they failed in certain areas, or has something gone by them that you'd like to fix?
For me, I just want to implement what I'm going for. I want to give the teachers, the parents – the programs, like, more tools in their toolbox. They have to be more flexible. They really need to pragmatically look at each one of the kids individually.
All right. As a parent, certainly a heartwarming story that you shared. Are there other areas of expertise that you would bring to the job?
Well, I mean, my passion's Grants Pass. When we came back, we started to develop properties in the core of Grants Pass up and down 6th and 7th Street, just right off. But that transition that Grants Pass has done from logging and industry into tourism, I think that's a cultural shift too. And there's a lot of careers that people wouldn't imagine are careers, and that's in the service industry, waiters to cooks. I mean, there is some amazing talent in Grants Pass, and I'd like to see that be pushed further.
All right, Tom, you have a minute and a half left of our 10-minute interview this morning to convince people to vote for Tom Shekels for District 7 School Board.
Yeah, I have the best interest in the community, in the town. I'm just trying to do what I can do to do my part, and I don't want to sit on the sideline anymore, so I'm throwing my hat in the ring.
All right. Well, you've got about a minute left in order to convince those people that you can do that.
Yeah, absolutely. Hopefully everybody, I know that I'm not the only one that has this story. This story is quite a bit. I know a lot of people have told me that they're dealing with similar things. So I'd love to be that voice for School District 7.
Are they still dealing with those same things?
Yes, that's what I'm seeing.
Yeah. All right. So a lack of flexibility, you want to at least improve their options.
Improve their options. Give, you know, parents need to get involved and have the options, and the school does too.
All right. Tom, I want to thank you very much.
Thank you.
All right. You've been listening to Tom Shekels, a candidate for school board District 7, position number 5. And we'll continue in a moment or two.